escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Spiegs needs everybody's help.
I lost my entire wallet, Lawrence, for at least the second time in the last, 9 months.
They stole my wallet. The bum stole my wallet.
My wallet's gone! My wallet's gone!
Seinfeld reference.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember there was the Uber, or was that your keys?
That was keys. Yeah, you're noticing a pattern. I mean, I've lost one time because I had just a leather wallet in the back pocket while I was riding a bike.
The Costanza?
Yeah, and it was gone.
My back is killing me.
Of course, because of that wallet. You got a filing cabinet under half of your ass.
This is an organizer, a secretary, and a friend.
Seinfeld reference.
Mm-hmm. The wife's like, you know what you need? You need one of these. And what she was pointing at was her belt bag. The over-the-shoulder...
The one that's, tight.
It's the fanny pack.
They call it a crossbody.
Because it's... And I've got a crossbody messenger
bag. Where's Ricky the Dragon Steamboat when you need him?
The dragon is poised. Crossbody right off the top.
The wife, she flat out called it a merce. That speaks, you need a merce, and you just wear it. Go ahead and wear it and own it. And maybe she's right.
I'm a fancy boy.
Hey! Officer! Someone took my European carry-all!
The what?
The black leather thing with a strap!
You mean a purse?
Yes, a purse! I carry a purse!
Seinfeld reference.
Mm-hmm. The official adventures of...
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We are thankful that we are your choice here as you jump in your car after you're finishing work, or maybe you're just getting into work and you're at your desk and you're listening to the Odyssey app, or maybe you are on summer vacation because you are an educator and you're enjoying a little bit of us before you take the kids out to go do something fun, or maybe you're on your way to Wrigley Field tonight to check out the Cubs and the Guardians.
Oh, I like all of those images for our listeners specifically. I bet we got some sitting in the garage with the garage door open.
It's actually a good day for the humidity broke a little bit today, mm-hmm. So it's a little bit nicer and more and easier for you to sit outside and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Not a bad night to go take Pat and Ron for a walk.
Oh, man, I like all of that. I'm going for a ride with some pals up to another friend's house. Going to go have a cigar up on the lakefront and watch the ball game up
nice.
There. I know.
Are you going
good.
To Canellis's house?
No, it's a long story. Maybe I'll share it tomorrow. But it should be a nice night in the city beautiful, as you call it.
Did you guys see, you talk about fancy television anchor money? Did you see how like Lou Kanellis. He's off on a trip and he ran into Ryan Baker. And I was like, look at you rich mofos. Look at you out here in these European streets.
They ran into each other in Europe?
Mm-hmm. I think they ran into each other in Italy.
I once saw Lou Kanellis in the Miami airport waiting to get his connection to God knows what island. Now, I was too. I was on my way to the Bahamas, you know?
It's better in the Bahamas.
It was. You can get addicted to islands. I haven't been back to one in a long time.
I ran into Ana Belleval in Puerto Rico, but she is like the face of Puerto Rican tourism. It was really strange because the whole time that we were in Puerto Rico, I kept seeing Ana on TV, and I was like, hey.
This is a fun Mad Lib. Okay.
That's my friend Ana. And then I literally ran into her at the airport, her and her family. And I'm like, I've been watching you on TV and not Channel 9.
Alex and Tanny, would you guys like to play? What television personality did you run to in what Caribbean island? Whoever wants to go first. Go ahead, guys. All right, that's it.
Alex, you first. You're the EP, okay?
Well, Tanny ran into Danny Parkins. See? See? Yeah.
Where'd you run into him?
In New York City.
Him and Les Grobstein. They ran into each other at an airport. Where were they? Were they in Mexico? Something like that.
See?
Something like that. I remember.
And none for you, Alex?
I ran into Evander Holyfield at the Houston airport one time. I think he was on TV at
I'll
one point.
I'll take it.
Yeah, no, we'll accept that. Judges? Yeah, we will accept that.
We have checked and we will take that.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Absolutely.
All right, now on to the baseball. There were four names that our friend Russ Dorsey mentioned as possible targets for the Cubs as the trade deadline comes up. One of those names, we're going to have to cross him off the list.
Yeah, Tyler Mahle got moved to the 60-day injured list, so he's not coming back. He's, in fact, staying gone. So that happened within the last hour.
All right, so look, there are three names. One of them you've talked about, so I want to do him second.
Okay.
Okay? Merrill Kelly from the Diamondbacks is a suggestion by Russ as a potential target for the Cubs. What do you think?
It's a really, really interesting name that we haven't talked about, and I'm really glad that we are with some detail, because he's 36 years old, and he's going to be a free agent at the end of this year, and I think it's only like $7 million somehow that they would have to cover. So it's very appetizing in terms of quality of prospect, theoretically, that you should have to give up. And unlike his teammate Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly is actually having a very good year. In 17 starts, the ERA is 3.49. The FIP is better than that, the fielder independent pitching. So you like that. The K rate is up above league average at about 25.3%.
Okay.
The ground ball rate is extremely high at 45.3%. So when it's batted, it's often going on the ground. And you add into all of that, there was a really bad outing a long time ago in April against the Yankees when he gave up 9 earned runs in 3 2/3. So it's making the overall numbers look that much worse. And what I like about Kelly, 4 starts in the 2023 postseason, and you might remember 7 innings of 1-run ball against the Rangers in the World Series. So I'm glad that Russ put Merrill Kelly out there on the list because he should be considered. And the last place I go to figure out how he's actually pitching right now is the Baseball Savant page. And I see that the chase rate is in 79th percentile. That's pretty good. And he's getting a lot of chase because I want swing and miss. If you're going to go out and get a righty, a power righty, I want some swing and miss. The whiff rate is down at 59, but the K percentage, as I mentioned, up at 71st percentile. He doesn't walk a lot of people. He's 75th percentile there. So there's a decent amount of red there. He's not a velocity guy. He's only at 15th percentile there, averaging 91.9 miles per hour. But it's the secondary stuff. He's got really good breaking stuff, and he can get you to chase with that. He's smart as hell. So I think Merrill Kelly's a pretty darn good name to have there as somebody to add who shouldn't, again, cost you a ton unless Mike Hazen of the Diamondbacks drives a really hard bargain.
What the Diamondbacks end up doing is also going to be interesting because there are people who are interested in Zach Gallen, and I would put Zach Gallen on the list, but they're a 500 team. They're 4 games out of the wild card as it stands today. Considering what they've been the last couple of years, You would think that there is a second half run that they're going to go on.
And they've got Corbin Carroll coming back. Yeah.
But if you just look at run differential, it's amazing the correlation. They are plus four in run differential, which is perfect for a 500 team.
It's true.
So how good do they think they are?
Gallon's having a terrible year.
I know. I know.
That's a big deal. But they're four games back of the last wild card, which is being held right now by the St. Louis Cardinals.
Who are not good at baseball.
You got the Padres, Giants, Reds, and D-backs, all within four games of the Cardinals for what would be the third and final wild card. It's kind of hard to imagine the Diamondbacks pivoting comfortably to Seller with Carroll coming back, but that division is a bear.
Yep.
And, you know, you got to make some bold, bold choices in MLB. And that's Mike Hazen's a very smart guy. So it would be very interesting to watch.
Okay, there's two more names on this list. These are Russ Dorsey's potential targets for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Sandy Alcantara, go.
Sandy Alcantara in 2023 was the best pitcher in baseball. And because the fastball velocity is back up right now at 97.3, he's in the 91st percentile of fastball velocity. I, among many others, have been under the assumption that everything's going to get back in line for Sandy Alcantara as he develops, you know, as he pitches and he gets further away from the Tommy John surgery. It's just not happening yet. He had four real good starts in June and then gave up seven runs on Saturday night. And you look, his hard hit percentage is the worst of his career. His barrel percentage is the worst of his career. His K rate is the worst of his career. His whiff percentage is the worst of his career. So it's all pretty bad on the peripherals and the savant stuff, except the velo. So I still really like the idea of Alcantara, and it's still the guy that I want the most because I believe that the high-end ceiling is better than any of these guys, and he's under contract for another couple years, and I could see him being a big part of your window for not just this year, but the year after and the year after. And I've been talking to people in Miami. You know I do the Marlins podcast.
It's true.
I do a Marlins podcast.
Parenthetically.
Yeah. It's part of my job on the parenthetical. And they insist that Alcantara is getting better and is getting closer. But it's hard to bet on that. But I think if you move early, you might be able to get him for a little less because the Marlins are in an interesting spot. So I still like Alcantara best. I understand why a lot of people don't, but I think he's got top end ceiling like none of these guys.
We've got some Cubs information that we need to bring your way before this segment is done. So hang in there. There is one more name that I want to discuss with you. And of the names on the list, I found this one to be the most interesting. I'm curious what you think of Luis Severino from the A's.
Luis Severino just signed a three-year, $67 million deal with the A's, and they want to get rid of him already. And part of the reason they do is because he's bad-mouthing their ballpark.
Well, their ballpark's in Sacramento.
He's not wrong. At home, he is 0-7 with a 6.79 ERA. On the road, he's 2-2 with a 3.23.
Oh, okay.
He said that the smaller crowds, the lack of air conditioning inside.
I don't like that.
And a different kind of energy are drawbacks to pitching there. And he said, quote, "It feels like a spring training kind of game every time I pitch and every time other guys pitch." And the A's, according to Bob Nightingale, want him gone. Bob Nightingale in his Sunday Notes piece wrote, "It may come as a surprise if he's still with the organization come August, as he continues to bash the environment in Sacramento, agitating the organization."
Okay.
So, and what's interesting about Severino is that he's made 13 postseason starts in his career for the Yankees and the Mets. So he's a dude who's got a lot of postseason experience, too. As I go to Savant and I look at the velocity is up there at 95.7, so he's a 74th percentile there. That's pretty good. Average exit velocity, pretty good, 66th percentile, so he's not getting hit hard. He doesn't walk a lot of guys. He doesn't give up a lot of barrels. But he also doesn't strike out many people, anybody. He's in the first percentile of strikeout percentage, fourth percentile of whiff rate, first and fourth. So he's not missing bats. So the fact that he's not missing bats makes me not want to go after the dude. And because I don't think he's got the high end ceiling like Alcantara does. So I really like the Merrill Kelly idea. I still like Alcantara the best, but Severino is certainly interesting.
Okay. I saw it this morning. I was like, we should run this by Speed.
I appreciate the opportunity to do the research and wrap my head around it all. It's for damn sure.
All right. Let's go out to Wrigley Field for a second here. We've got a little bit of Craig Counsell as the Cubs get ready to start their series against the Guardians, and we will have that series here for you on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Here's what Craig Counsell had to say about where the team is at and the struggles of one Matt Shaw.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, every player goes through ups and downs. It's part of, you know, it's one of the challenges of a major league schedule is that it's, you know, when you play this many games, you're gonna go through ups and downs. I think as a, you know, for young players going through it, you know, it can be a little, it feel newer. I think struggling can feel newer for a lot of young players because chances are if you've got to the big leagues pretty quickly, there's been less struggle. So, you know, managing that, you know, along with the best players in the game, going against them every night is just more challenging. And it's really about kind of sticking to what you're good at, believing in your plan, evaluating yourself correctly with just your process stuff. You know, because you can run into some bad luck, you know, and things like that, or you can just make some bad decisions and get results too. So it's just making sure you got a good handle on all that, and then you got to be willing to go on the ride, and that can be hard. You can have some weeks that are hard from that perspective, and certainly Matt, you know, went through a little bit of stretch. It's been difficult, but you got to keep going and do the things that are going to contribute to future success.
Is that the case with the whole team?
Yeah, I mean it's every hitter. Yeah.
Thanks, Greg.
Have one more.
Sure, Bruce.
Do you look at the month of June in any particular way? I guess it's, you know, part of Jared's question. Do you look at June as the 500 month as any indication to you where your team is at this point?
I mean, I think our record is, I look at our record, that's where we're at, you know. Not by June. I think this is our record. You know, we've earned that record. That doesn't promise us anything forward, like I said. But we've shown the ability to play good baseball. I think we're confident we can play good baseball. And that's how you attack today's game.
It's Craig Counsell on Matt Shaw and the struggles. Some thoughtful stuff there. You connect that with the way that Carter Hawkins talked this morning to Mullie and Hall that we played last hour.
It
don't
would behoove
you?
Matt Shaw to have a really good homestand.
I think that is true. You know, he's got to. He's hitting ninth again tonight. And you look at Matt Shaw's Baseball Savant page. And folks, I hope this Savant stuff is not flying, you know, by you or over ahead. It's not that complicated. Like, the higher percentile, the better you are as compared to your peers. And that means you'd be in the red on Baseball Savant on these various things. Almost everything is bright, bright blue, which is really bad for Matt Shaw, including his average exit velocity. Because I thought about Carter Hawkins saying he hit the ball a little bit harder in these recent series. His average exit velocity puts him in the first percentile. He is among the worst 1% of everybody in baseball at hitting the ball hard. And that feels like what you've been seeing. Hard hit percentage is that low. Barrel percentage is that low. The only things that are red are the sprint speed and the base running run value. Those are the only things that are red on the page. Kids struggling big time. And they might have to go and get themselves a third baseman. They're certainly active in talks.
I want to service a couple of comments made by texters here. First one, I should have caught this because I'm usually in charge of this meter. Tanny, can you play the start of Craig Counsell, because the texter points out that there was a pregnant sigh, and we have to figure out how pregnant that sigh was by Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I think
that's about 6 months pregnant right there.
I didn't know. I mean, my uncle Cy, I don't believe ever was pregnant in at any time in his life. I didn't know. How about Cy Strezzo?
I ran into Cy Strezzo 2 weeks ago.
Here we go. No BS. Let's go.
Tanny.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know why it took 2 weeks for us to hear this story, but I'm so glad it's happening right now in this moment.
Tanny, I was out at one of my favorite places.
Cy Strezzo.
Pancho Pistolas over on 31st Street in Bridgeport. And someone goes, "Hey, Holmes." And you never know, like, I never know if it's someone who likes the score or doesn't like the score.
Sure.
If it's someone who knows my brother. Uh-huh. If it, you know what I mean? Like, I never know. And I turn around and I look.
Where's Spinks?
And that was actually great. I loved that. And I see someone running across the street at me, and it's Cy Strezzo. And I was so happy to see him.
Oh, wow. All right. There you go. And anything else, Tanny? You have other questions?
No, that answers it.
To whiteboard this for people, Cy Strezzo used to be a producer here at the Score, bit of a notorious one. And it was really good to see him. And Cy and I actually go back a little ways, too.
Yeah, I don't want to badmouth him, but I'm trying to think of what he was notorious for that you could share, or is there nothing?
I mean, he didn't do anything illegal.
Yeah, I'm sure we all have fond memories of the guy. We all worked with him. You don't have to bring up his worst moments or even like rifle through them on the air in your mind.
Yeah. But I used to be suite mates with his sister at DePaul. Everything comes back to DePaul.
It really does. It really does.
So when, because the last name Strezzo is very unique. And I was like, are you related to Kelly Strezzo? And he's like, yeah, that's my sister. I'm like, oh.
There you go.
Oh, all right. She's a very nice lady.
You guys all used to hang around with Billy Blue Demon.
Southside, baby. That's where we at. So shout out to Cy. It was really good to see him.
That's tremendous.
And he was the most Cy.
Yeah, Cy is a beloved score figure. Like when I would produce the overnight shift when we had Stocks and Jocks with Dr. J and the chief would always ask me after Cy moved on, hey, how's Cyril doing? Cyril.
It's tremendous.
All right, so I do have one. I told Maddie, because Maddie knows the story, I'll share it. I don't think Cy would be too mad at me for doing this. Cy used to work at Cy's Crab House back in the day, okay? But the people who...
Cy's Crab up on Southport?
Yeah. I can't remember where it was.
Is
but
that Ashland?
Might have been Ashland.
But he used to work there, right? And so management was like, hey, man, we're going to need you to change your name because we can't have people thinking that you own this place.
3800 North Ashley. Yeah, that's it.
So his name tag used to read Sal.
Because they just didn't want to think that the owner of the Crab House.
Because we asked him one day, like, he had brought his uniform in.
Sure, that's the problem.
You're like, why does your name tag say Sal? Yeah, and he's like, well.
And so after Matt Shaw, you know, his Cubs career ended and he works at Shaw's Crab House downtown.
Wow.
Going to have to change.
Wow, that's like a really
he is from Maryland, right? He went to Maryland, right?
I didn't say
crab
soon.
Crab cakes and football is what Maryland does.
Not saying it's going to end soon. I'm just, and I not mean, that he needs that job now.
I mean, if you listen to Carter and Craig, it doesn't feel like, I'll just think what it behooves him to have a really good series.
Yeah, I think that's a solid place to stick.
Oh, Lord, is the boss you on see? The phone? All right. Operations Director of the Score, Mitch Rosen, is on the phone and would like to be on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Yes, sir.
I have a quick Cy Strezzo story, and this is not a bad one. But so this goes back a White Sox opening day. At the time, we were doing a Mully and Hanley live broadcast in the morning. We were like on off of Roosevelt Road, like in the South Loop. So Mully goes to break. And there's a guy, like, wearing a hoodie sweatshirt, and he starts walking towards Mully. And Mully looks up, and I'm behind him, and not running, but he's, like, rushing towards him. So I get in front. It's like, I don't know, is this guy going to attack Mully or something? So I, like, get right in the middle. I go, hey. And I get in the middle, and he pulls off his hood, and it's Sai. I go, Sai. He goes, I was just going to say hello. It was like he was going to attack Mully. And Mully's a tough guy, but, you know, Skokie Mitch came out. I, like, had to get right in the middle. I thought he was going to attack Mully. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I just want to say hello to Mully. I go, dude. I go, you know, you can't attack the talent. Looked like he was going to rush, you know, like, rush up and hit him. And Mully started laughing and goes, thanks. You know, Mully could protect himself. But, you know, guys, I protect the talent at
yes,
all times.
Yes, so you do. Yes, you do. You are, you're elite at talent protection. I just never thought about it physically in that way.
Yeah, we actually don't want you to do that. Like, that's okay. Like, that's well, not your gig. Yes. To protect us physically.
Well,
it's Alex's game.
You never know.
Thank you for telling us there was nothing bad in the story. That was it was good to know right up front. Thank you, Mitch.
See you guys. Goodbye, of course. Man.
I mean, there's potential. We've got to create a character named Skokie Mitch now that's like a old school tough. You know, we've got to create that.
He used to keep the listeners off of Mully. It did Skokie Mitch.
Here's all I'll say. You don't want the smoke with Mike Mulligan.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You think you run up if you want to. Run up and get done up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. You don't want it.
Cubs Guardians coming up later on. Some of you, as Lawrence mentioned, surely in the car. No left-handed starters. No left-handed starting pitchers for Cleveland. That's a very good thing.
Yeah, I mean...
That was the other texter that I wanted, whose comment I wanted to react to. This texter says, I am an educator, and I am on my way to the Cubs game. I got here early, parked on Racine, outside of the zone, and now I'm walking. And he was listening the whole time. So we appreciate you. So
well
thank you
done.
Very much.
It's a good day. That's a masterclass. That's a masterclass right there. You know, you park early.
That's how you do it.
Walk down to the lake and go hang out.
Yep.
It's right up there with the Divvy e-bike way that I have
King
now perfected.
Bleep.
The King Bleep way of getting to the ballpark.
Speaking of King Bleep.
Oh, man.
We need to celebrate a national holiday.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just the dude who the holiday is named after that gets to celebrate today.
There are other names on the list. I mean, and not Canada Day. Isn't that what's going on right now? Like, isn't this why this game is a day game? Today in Toronto.
Yeah, by the way, George Springer has 7 RBIs, including a grand slam, as the Blue Jays are up on the Yankees. And Aaron Judge. And Big League Chew debuted a grape Aaron Judge flavor today.
I like Big League Chew.
So do I.
All right, big fan. There's a holiday we're going to celebrate, and we're going to celebrate it with you next on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Chicago White Sox baseball. And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Yankee Stadium. I'm Don Drysdale along with Frank Messer.
And let's take a look at the White Sox lineup. John Cangelosi will lead off and play center. Ozzie Guillen at shortstop. Harold Baines in right field. Ron Kittle, the DH. Tim Hewlett at third base. Greg Walker will be at first base. Bobby Bonilla plays left field. Julio Cruz at second base. And Joel Skinner catching.
Cushingo! I made money on it.
Wow. Extra mile to go back and find a White Sox lineup with Bobby Bonilla on it before general manager Hawk Harrelson traded him away.
It is Bobby Bonilla Day. Every July 1st, we marvel at the deal that still nets Bobby Bonilla $1.2 million from the New York Mets, and it will be that way for another decade.
Yeah,
and he will be 72 when this whole deferred payment thing ends.
And I always remind people it was Bernie Madoff money that the Wilpon family was happily enjoying that led them to sign Bonilla to that deal, and others are like, well, we'll just hold on to the money. We'll make it. You know we're going to make money because we're investing with our friend Bernie.
And then
that all went under, and the Mets had to sell.
By the way, Bobby Bonilla is still getting money from the Orioles, too.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's getting $500,000 from them for another three seasons.
You're kidding me.
Through 2028.
So this is
basically $2 million.
You made the point today, and it's a good one, that Bobby Bonilla Day really just sheds light on what is a common practice back then and now once again in Major League Baseball. For instance, I think it's starting in about 5 or 6 years. Shohei Ohtani, or maybe it's more than that, he's going to start getting
$68 million
per deferred after his Dodgers deal is done.
And there are a lot of teams that don't like that this is the way that the Dodgers can get around some stuff, but I think that it is effective accounting that they are going to leave the ownership group that's running the Dodgers now, they're going to leave that problem to the next ownership group of the Dodgers. And for them, it's hopefully after you win a whole bunch of MVPs and World Series.
And they're going to bring this strategy to the Lakers very shortly.
Well, we'll see about that. The basketball be different in that regard. But my brother and I like to talk about this, and my brother's not really a sportsy guy, but he loves to talk about like business stuff. And so, you know, being a great big brother, he will often ask me about like some of this stuff. Like, how does this stuff happen? What's going on? And I told him, I was like, oh, no, Braxton, this is not the only person who has got one of these. It is amazing, though, that he's going to get that money. And I hear all the people like, well, you know what? If he just would have taken the lump sum and then he put it in. Put it into a Vanguard account and get 8% a year, you'd have way more money.
That's Professor Frink from The Simpsons. I think that was pretty good. But I do think that...
And you're right. Those people are right.
Okay.
They're right.
that if Bonilla got the lump sum and was great with his money and put it away, if he was putting it into a VOO or whatever.
First of all, deferred money deals are very common, and they actually get to save money because of the value of the dollar. I mean, just a dollar cost average with inflation makes it worth a fraction of what it would have been had they paid it out at the time, and it allowed them to make a whole bunch of signings.
I don't need any more fun extracted from my life or this topic.
Dan knows a lot about money, though, and he's right. Along with the other people, they're like, yeah, if you just do that, the compound interest alone. I get it.
But taking the fun out of compound interest.
But it is still a lot of fun. So, Speaks, yeah. I have a list here of people who are still getting paid, and a couple of them are Chicago people. Would you like to hear the list?
I would like. So these are ball players still getting paid on the yearly with deferred money. God, that must be nice.
Chris Davis is still owed $9 million per through 2037.
$9 million a year? For what? His big Orioles contract?
Yep.
And he sucked after signing
for the
that
37
contract.
Home runs before the All-Star break that one year, like on Categories last week.
Look at that. The former host of Categories, Alex Kuhn.
Ouch.
Disgraced former Categories host.
Alex Cobb is getting $4.75 million through this season from the Orioles.
Is he still pitching? Alex Cobb is somewhere. He was trying to pitch. Alex Cobb.
Well, he doesn't need to because he's still got $5 million coming his way.
Relax and enjoy himself.
We mentioned Bobby Bonilla, $500,000 through 2028.
He's David Eckstein.
Yeah.
He's not on the list.
Okay.
Manny Ramirez, $2 million from the Red Sox through 2026.
Dude, that must be awesome for Manny. I wonder if he's just spending everything he has from payment day to payment day. And then I picture Manny virtually penniless the day before the deferred payment goes in.
Dustin Pedroia, $2.5 million through 2028 with the Red Sox.
Wow.
Jason Hayward, $5 million through 2027 for your Chicago Cubs.
Jason Hayward, I think the career is over. He was DFA'd by the Padres, a week and a half ago. And I don't think anybody else is going to grab him. Poor guy. Nice guy. Rich guy.
Liam Hendricks, $1.5 million from your Chicago White Sox through 2033.
While still pitching, obviously, for the Boston Red Sox this year. Wow.
Jose Abreu, $1 million per through 2026 with your Chicago White Sox. It's
very good, Gene Honda. I wonder if is there any deferred money from his Houston deal, too? I don't know.
I don't see him back on the list. Because wasn't that like $1 million deal, though?
You just signed $1 million deal?
I thought that was not me.
Well, wait, did you get $1 million deal?
Well,
I'll get it better for next time.
Ken Griffey Jr.'s deal with the Reds just ran out.
What?
It just ran out last season, but through last season, he made $3.59 million a year from the Reds.
And deserved every penny of it.
I agree.
Everything that he did last year. What, he had a conversation with Pete Crow Armstrong? That's worth it. He went to the East-West game at the Hall of Fame with Doug Glanville and CC and everybody else. That's worth it.
Poor guy. So that's why he had to get a second job.
As a photographer?
Yeah.
That's why. Money ran out.
Can't live on 3.5 alone.
How about this? Softball legend and friend of Terry Bohr's, Vinny Castilla, is getting $107,000 a year through 2029 from your Colorado Rockies.
That's the best amount. That's the most fun amount yet. Yep, there's my
perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, there's my $107,000.
That's a nice piece of bleep you. Yeah, like, I got that, and I know, and he played for forever, so he's got all the medical stuff through MLB.
Got the pension. So that $107,000, that goes right into the poker fund, doesn't it? Goes right in, and you're like, I think I'll enter 5 tournaments of the World Series of Poker.
I think you'll like this, Speaks.
Okay.
Zach Greinke is going to get $25 million from the Astros.
What, this year?
12 and a half this year, 12 and a half next year.
Oh, good for him.
God bless him.
Man, that is a fascinating dude.
Here's one that'll be a little polarizing.
Okay.
Ryan Braun is still owed $1.8 million through 2031.
That's crazy. He should give it all to that family of the FedEx employee who he buried with his BS story.
Agreed on that. Lorenzo Cain gets $1 million from Milwaukee through 2027. Here's the funniest one to me.
Okay.
Brett Saberhagen is still getting $250,000 per through 2028.
Wow. Now that is a contemporary of Bobby Bonilla. Saberhagen played from 84 to 2001.
Yep.
And he's getting 250 grand every year still. Wow. From later a Red Sox deal or a Mets deal?
Mets deal. So same thing.
Same thing. Same Mets money. Wow.
Here are some fun names for you.
Okay.
D.D. Gregorius is going to get $2 million from the Phillies through next season.
That's a big looping lefty power swing for a shortstop. Kind of like Colson Montgomery, your guy.
Mark Melanson is getting $1 million a year from the Giants through 2028.
Mark Melanson came up in a trivia question with my buddy Milt the other day. 14 pitchers have saved 50 games or more in a season. Melanson is one of them.
Matt Holliday is out here watching his kids try to make it in Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, the Cardinals owe him $1.5 million a year through 2029.
Wow, man. As he sees kid after kid get drafted. The other kid is going to be top five in this year, right?
100%.
My God.
Adam Wainwright is getting $1 million a year from the Cardinals through 2033. Shout out to Waino.
He can just use that to finance his band. He's got a band in between baseball games with Adam Amin and whoever else on Fox. He drives the band around in a van.
Max Scherzer, $15 million per from Washington through 2027.
Yeah, so Washington did a bunch of those. Is Strasburg on the list, too?
No, but Rafael Soriano is.
Wow.
Yeah, he gets $2 million per from Washington through 2027 as well.
Wow.
And that's the list.
That's a pretty darn
that's
good list.
That's fun, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scherzer's playing this year. And Cobb is on the Tigers, but is on the 60-day injured list. Where's Scherzer? Did he go to Toronto? And I think he's been hurt for the most part. Alex, do we have that? Is Max Scherzer in Toronto? Thanks, buddy. That's a fascinating list. I didn't realize there were that many people.
He is with Toronto.
Yes, thank you very much. Good job. You're back as host of categories. Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, he's out again.
Closers with 50 saves. There's 14 of them.
14 of them. 14 closers out of 50 save season. You want to play? Anybody? Nah. It's all right.
We can play it at some point.
All right. K-Rod.
We do need to take a break. When we come back,
Bobby Thigpen,
a longtime Score caller, lives in infamy. Next on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps,
Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going home. We cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
Listen, there's a lot of things out there that I hear that defy logic. Come on, do you listen to any of these phone calls? These people calling in? And some of these stuff? Come on.
Coop! By the way, if you would like to go back and listen to what was an awesome conversation with Nico Horner from earlier in the show, you can go back and listen with the rewind feature, something you can only do inside the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score and tap earlier today to get started.
Lawrence on Hit and Run, the venerable caller Stan from Bellwood checked in.
What do you do now?
Towards the end of the show. And he was saying that despite my protestations that the White Sox have turned a corner as an organization, he's not buying it. He needs to see it on the field.
For once, Stan and I agree on something.
How about that? And Stan, in referencing that he is not buying it yet, referenced an old adage in a way that delighted me.
I've been disappointed so often that I'm just not fool me once, shame on me.
Yeah,
I mean, same on you, but, you know, fool me more than that. You know what I'm saying. But, I mean, that's where I'm at, Steve. I mean, they just have, hey, they put me where I am.
So
it's a saying in Texas. I'm sure they have it in Tennessee, too.
That's the best.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
That's correct.
That's a pretty good pivot. That's a pretty good ad-lib pivot.
Fool me once, shame on me.
Yeah.
I mean, same on you, but, you know, fool me more than that. You know what I'm saying.
Fool me more than that.
I'm John Feinstein.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I'm John Feinstein.
I hate with candies in my head. Oh, man.
R.I.P. to John Feinstein.
There's a lot of fooling. Fooling. That's going on right there. By the way, you won't get fooled again. Tributosaurus becomes the Who for the 30th anniversary of Martyrs, our beloved Martyrs at 3855 North Lincoln. Next weekend, Thursday and Friday, over there at Martyrs. Looking forward to that.
I was listening to the Feinstein one live, and I remember being like, wait, what? Like, there's more, right? And then it was just, oh, can you run it again?
That can't be your out cue, John.
Right. So I'm like, is there this cliffhanger? What is going on?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I'm John Feinstein.
Like, he refused to say shame on me. There's no shame on me because I'm John Feinstein. I think that's the subtext there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, delightful.
I like when we go back into the archives.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. And that's why I laughed so hard on Sunday morning, because it was like...
Because you knew.
Because I thought of all of that stuff. That's part of the magic of this place is like one thing can happen and they're like, oh, that reminds me of this, which reminds me of that. And then all of a sudden everything's coalescing together and we're all getting fooled together.
Danny, can I hear it one more time, please?
Oh, God.
Please.
Man.
I just love it. It's so weird. It's like, why? What are we waiting on, John? Mm-hmm. What's going on here, buddy?
Yeah.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I'm John Feinstein.
He is.
Fool me once, shame on me.
Yeah.
I mean, shame on you, but, you know, fool me more than that. You know what I'm saying.
Fool me more than that. We got to have a conversation. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about why you're fooling me so damn much.
Field of Dreams was corny and required a massive suspension of disbelief. But it worked because in the end, it was about baseball and about fathers and sons. When my wife and I went to see it, she leaned over to me near the end and said, if you cry at the end of this, I'll divorce you. Any man who doesn't cry at dad want to have a catch just doesn't get baseball or life. For the record, it took a while, but she did divorce me. I'm John Feinstein.
Oh, that is amazing. Good for you, John, the late John Feinstein, for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Honesty. It's good to stand in our truths, people.
Oh, my God.
Been there, Johnny.
Oh, my God.
Been there, buddy. No fun.
Oh.
No fun.
Oh, man, that was what a way to end this show, man.
This is a good one. I like this show. I like this kind of party.
Yeah, I like this kind of party, too. This was great.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Thanks to our guests on today's show, Nico Horner, Tom Hamilton. They were outstanding. Go back on the Rewind function inside the Odyssey app and check it out. For Alex, for Tanny, who is now just in his bag. And for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Ohm saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will try to repay the favor. I don't know how we'll top this, though. And we'll do it tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Spiegel at Home Show. Long may it live here on The Score.
Adios!
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.